Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, February 6th. From Capitol coverage, state lawmakers have rejected a proposal that would have made it easier for cities to ban plastic items such as grocery bags. KVNF's Scott Franz has the story.
Democratic Senator Carrie Donovan of Vail was leading the effort to overturn a state law preventing cities from banning plastics. Supporters say bags and containers hurt the environment, but a committee rejected the bill after hearing concerns from the restaurant and medical industries, who said banning them could hurt hospitals and businesses. Some cities, such as Steamboat Springs and Aspen, have already enacted bans or charged fees for plastic bags despite the state law. Others have tabled such bans because they fear legal action. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
This is from the Colorado Department of Transportation. Travelers planning to head into the high country can expect heavy traffic and treacherous conditions beginning today and lasting through the weekend. Drivers will encounter and should be prepared for significant snow accumulations, blowing and drifting snow, as well as closures due to likely avalanche mitigation. Motorists should make sure their vehicles are properly equipped with good tread and chains, as traction and chain laws will likely be put into effect. CDOT also anticipates heavier ski traffic than previous weekends. A prolonged period of snowfall begins today and should last through Saturday. Snowfall will be steady throughout both Thursday and Friday. Heavy snowfall is likely in the northern mountains, south central mountains, southern mountains, and along the I-70 mountain corridor. Mountain winds will be strong at times, leading to areas of blowing and drifting snow. The National Weather Service is forecasting mountain snow totals of more than 12 inches to as much as nearly 2 feet in certain areas. Motorists traveling along the I-70 mountain corridor and across northwest Colorado must plan for extended delays due to heavy snowfall today and Friday, including blowing and drifting snow. Travelers should anticipate closures due to avalanche control. Roads will likely be icy and snow-packed, with a strong chance of traction and chain laws being put into place. Expected snow accumulations are 10 to 18 inches for Vail Pass and the Eisenhower-Johnson Memorial Tunnels, 12 to 20 inches for Berthoud Pass, 16 to 24 inches for Rabbit Ears Pass, and 6 to 10 inches for Grand Mesa. Snow will continue through Saturday morning. Americans saw the flaws of a presidential caucus this week after vote totals in Iowa were delayed because of technical glitches. The complexity of a caucus is one of the reasons why Colorado is back to conducting a primary. KVNF's Scott Franz has more on what voters can expect and how it might affect the presidential campaign.
4 years ago, Colorado voters were asked to change the way they choose presidential candidates. You might remember ads like this one.
Being an unaffiliated voter in Colorado has meant being left out. But when you vote yes on issues 107 and 108, unaffiliateds will finally get to vote in our presidential and state primaries.
Those propositions passed by a big margin. So what does it all mean now?
I think it means more people will be engaged earlier, and more people will have a say in what kind of representation we send from the state of Colorado.
Morgan Carroll leads the state Democratic Party.
Even on great caucus turnout years, it's always smaller than if you actually have a publicly conducted and held election.
So instead of picking a candidate in a school gymnasium or a cafeteria, most voters will simply mail in a ballot. Colorado's 1.4 million independent voters can also participate. They'll be able to select Democratic or Republican candidates, of which five are challenging President Trump.
They'll get to choose which one they want to vote.
Judd Choate is the director of elections for the Colorado Department of State.
And because of that, the numbers of people that will participate in this presidential primary will be exponentially greater than what we would anticipate in a normal caucus year.
And the state's primary is part of the larger Super Tuesday contest on March 3rd. Governor Jared Polis thinks it could give the state more influence this election cycle.
We hope that many of those candidates will come to Colorado, will stay in our hotels, will buy things in our stores, and some of them have entourages too. So we're excited that this will help promote Colorado on the national map.
Carol agrees, but she says there are also a few downsides to contend with.
There's also other states, more states doing Super Tuesday, so they're definitely going to have to decide, okay, which states are we going to show up to? But there's almost no scenario where I don't see Colorado being a high priority Super Tuesday state for most of the presidential campaigns.
Carol also thinks having a primary over a caucus can actually change the outcome of the race.
You need more money as a candidate to reach out to a broader electorate with a vote, and you need to have more money sooner. In a caucus system, you can do a lot of grassroots organizing to get your delegates in ways that don't always require more money.
Which might explain why Colorado residents are hearing this over and over again when they turn on the TV.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, and I approve this message.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has spent more than $4 million on ads in the state, well above what others are spending. But frontrunners are showing up as well, including Pete Buttigieg.
Colorado, I think you are going to help me become the nominee and the next president of the United States.
And Bernie Sanders.
Thank you, Denver.
It's a slightly different calculus with a primary.
That's Mike Franz. He's a government professor at Bowdoin College in Maine, which is also switching to a presidential primary this year. He says more and more caucuses are starting to disappear around the country.
In a world where sort of all sorts of participatory acts are declining, where we're busier, where people are more isolated and not as invested in a lot of these activities, the inconveniences of them, not just the sort of mechanics of counting the votes like in Iowa, but also how long it can take and how busy we are and how it's not conducive for young families and so on, it pushes things towards the primary.
But the caucus is not dead in Colorado. Democratic State Party Chair Morgan Carroll says it will be especially important this year.
Because it will be the process by which every other candidate going through the assembly process is going to wind up on the Democratic primary ballot.
And that includes the race for U.S. Senate, where almost a dozen candidates, including former Governor John Hickenlooper and former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff, are competing for the chance to take on Republican incumbent Cory Gardner. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, February 6th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.